It is sex therapy time.
Warning, the following item is not recommended for little ears.
Because it's time for a dose of sex therapy with Rachel Cook.
Yes, it's time for sex and relationship therapy. As always, a little ears warning. And remember, you can catch this chat on our podcast after the show. This week, it's time to swipe right. Or is it? Because today, we are asking whether dating apps are over. I hope they are, because they're awful things. And I know from experience, who better to ask than our resident sex therapist, Rachel Cook, is on the line. Hi, Rachel.
Hiya, Jen. Oh, I love talking about dating apps. What have we got?
Well, look, it seems that they're coming to an end. But first of all, what percentage of people have used or are using dating apps?
The amount of people have used dating apps is about 2 in 5, so 40%. And currently, it's about a third of people. So basically, most of the people who have used them are using them. So it's a ton of people, although some people are surprised about that and think that it's way higher. Now, obviously, in urban areas, sometimes it's going to be much higher, and certain demographics of people, it's going to be much higher than that. It's about a third of people.
A lot of people. How have attitudes to online dating changed recently then?
Well, certainly since COVID, things seem to have changed a bit. You know, people are basically jaded and fed up. People have been talking about how shy dating apps are for ages, but certainly since over the last 2 years, you know, obviously during COVID, basically dating apps were the only way to be able to, you know, to kind of talk to people. But since then, I think a lot of people have felt that it's, you know, increasingly impersonal. Nobody seems to know what they want. And trying to meet in person, it seems to prove nearly impossible. And also then people have realized that no one really knows how to date anymore, what to say, where to meet, how to recognize if there's chemistry and compatibility. So, you know, we've spent the best part of, well, over 2 years stuck behind screens a lot of the time. And so our day-to-day lives have become increasingly steered by algorithms. So now it seems that people want to kind of take matters into their own hands. It feels novel, kind of exciting. So it seems like there's going to be a big shift.
Yeah, so it's just basically experience, you think. I mean, people have been doing the dating apps for a long time, you know, a couple of years. They're like, okay, that's it. I haven't met anybody. Because we talked about dating apps before, Rachel, and we were saying, remember that they're designed to get you hooked. They're designed to get you addicted, like a game, the swiping and the way it's set up. And there's nothing personal about them. It's actually great to hear that single people are coming out of the woods now, the dark, dark woods of online dating, go, no, that's not actually for me. Let's do something else. Because there was a moment there when I didn't think we would ever be having this conversation. You know, I thought, this is how we date now.
I know. And I do think that absolutely did seem like that for the past 5, maybe even closer to 10 years with the amount of people. So actually, I think COVID has really accelerated this in a way. You know, some people are saying that they don't feel safe meeting yet after COVID. You know, there's also the fact that like loads of people on dating apps seem to be married or already spoken for and are just looking kind of to flirt and maybe for casual sex. You know, and then I don't know, there's also like people, like dating apps don't really feel real. There's a lot of research that shows that people behave far worse online than they ever would in person, in public. You know, people body shame, ghost, attack, humiliate, mess around, say they're interested when they're not in any way. You know, there's all the catfishing. There's all of these, you know, breadcrumbing, all of these terms that have developed purely through online dating. And then, as you said, there's this gamified practice of swiping left and right where, you know, people are very much, you know, it's capitalized upon this kind of dopamine loop of swiping, this infinite scroll. So basically, it's led people to feel very kind of bored and depressed, you know. And recently, Tinder and Grindr came near the top of a list of apps most likely to make users unhappy. Now, that's nothing specifically against Tinder and Grindr, I don't think. It's more just saying, you know, that any of the big apps that lots of people use, people are recognizing that they've, you know, disappeared into their phones, into their their screens and aren't living their lives. And, you know, not just that, but, you know, people will often find there's more and more research showing when you're on your phone all the time or in front of your laptop, you're not breathing properly, you're not stretching, you're not blinking. So you're also leading your body to feel, you know, very kind of sluggish and go into sort of states that feel very unpleasant and uncomfortable. So there's kind of that very physical aspect to it as well.
Yeah, okay, so it's on the decline and people are coming out of the woods now. But do you think people have lost the skills of like face-to-face flirty banter?
I think, you know, I think probably some people have definitely, you know, we're out of practice. You know, I've heard lots of people saying they don't really want to leave the house. They're feeling more social anxiety. You know, the level of isolation and loneliness over the last couple of years has led people to feel like withdrawing. And so, you know, I found this myself, that I was so excited to go on holidays. And then, you know, I've been away a couple of times now, and there's certain things that I used to really enjoy about traveling that I don't now. And that might just be age. It might have been that specific holiday. Mm. Or it might just be that people have changed over the course of a couple of years, and so, you know, certain things feel more comfortable, and that might change again for sure. It doesn't mean it's, you know, irreparable, but I think people are definitely in a different sort of stage now. So I would say probably most people are out of practice of being able to have the same kind of bants with each other and knowing how to flirt and how to read kind of bodily signals of interest from each other. But that's not to say that we can't pick that back up again.
Yeah. So how do you actually meet people offline? We had Match West on the Mullet Mix earlier on. That's for a very specific area in Ireland. But how do you do it, Rachel?
So I would say meeting the really obvious ones, you know, meeting people through friends, going to pubs and actually chatting to people through work is still a very popular one. Some people don't want to do that for different reasons, but it's still a possibility. Then going to events, different things like sports, dating services and matchmaking services obviously are becoming more and more popular. You have things like just going to meetup groups, meeting people in cafes, on the street and transport. I'm trying to get more and more people, especially women, to approach people who they're interested in, who they like the look of, just to say, hey, you know, I don't know if you're available or interested, but I thought I'd give you my number in case you'd like to go for a drink sometime. You know, something that's very simple. And then another one I found that's quite popular is through dog walking. You know, so many people got dogs during the pandemic.
Well, and thank God you said really walking after that. So you never know with you, I don't know where you're going to go with that one.
Now, there's lots of dogging going on as well, Jen. Yeah. The dog walking is great. It's great for me.
Is it?
So
the dog? Well, yeah, interesting. Interesting, the dog walking one.
Yeah.
But what about giving a stranger your number, Rachel? Is that a bit risky?
It can be risky, but, you know, I'd say, like, just be mindful of how you approach a person, you know, especially if you're a man or, you know, a male-bodied or larger person. Just, you know, don't come up behind someone on the street at night to introduce yourself or to give them your number. But I would say the more that we can sort of without, you know, don't spend loads of time staring at someone in a creepy, intrusive way. But certainly if you like the look of someone, or maybe you vaguely know them because you've seen them around us, it could be the gym or, you know, at a pub that you go to or something like that, or a cafe where you get your lunch, that absolutely, it's a great thing to have a couple of pieces of paper in your bag or in your pocket with your number on them, so you don't even have to kind of get the pen out and try and find paper. Or obviously you can just give them the number on the phone, but again, some people don't really want to be getting out their phones in front of a stranger. Or you know, what I've found is very common for people to do is to say, hey, give me your phone and I'll put my number in your phone. And then I'm going to ring myself. And it means then that both people have each other's numbers, which sometimes is not what someone wants. Maybe the other person doesn't actually want to be in contact with you either because they don't like the look of you. They're not interested. Maybe they're already with someone or whatever it is. So I would say just giving them your number and then off you go. Grant, you know, if you never hear from them, you don't have to worry about it because they may well have already been taken. Maybe they're leaving the country tomorrow forever. Maybe they're not interested in people of your gender, whatever it might be. But it's a good way to go.
Is there some sort of come down from giving up these dating apps? I'm just speaking to some of the people in the office this morning. They're very quiet online at the moment. Not many people are interacting. But is there a bit of a come down?
Yeah, I would say for most people, they can expect that there probably is going to be, you know, again, because we talked about that kind of gamification of swiping of dopamine loops and how it affects the brain. If you have been spending, you know, hours a day or, you know, even in a week sort of on dating apps, probably, you know, you've simply gotten very familiar with, very used to. It's become habitual that you'll be swiping and seeing pictures of people's faces, reading small, you know, kind of bios or whatever. And so simply through familiarity, there probably will be a period of kind of withdrawal a little bit from that. So you might find yourself feeling like itchy to get your phone out and go onto the apps. So just being aware of that, it doesn't mean that something's wrong with you, just that you're sort of, you know, getting out of a habit. So you might find that sort of doing it less for a while rather than necessarily needing to go cold turkey. You know, I find that many people are doing that. They just delete the apps and that's it. But that's not the only option. You might find that you're just a bit more mindful about how often you're spending on dating apps and, you know, kind of thinking about how you can meet people offline.
Mm. What do you think dating is going to look like in another 5 years?
Do you know what? I think that we're still going to have a mix of things being, of course, online and offline. Yeah. There's probably going to be a lot of new technology as well. Maybe we'll have like hologram dating or stuff like this, you know, so there's going to be loads of stuff that I'm sure, you know, VR style dating where you do, you know, avatars of yourself and this kind of thing. So it's definitely, I would say, you know, online dating is not dead, but the dating apps may definitely, I think, are going to see, you know, a real sort of low point for a while. But I think there's going to be loads of new technology, which some people are going to find exciting, some people are going to find frightening. There's going to be mixed results, but, you know, it's a coming.
It's a coming. Okay, we just got a text in. It says, "Hey, Jen and Rachel, who am I going to send my dick pics to now? Lol." Oh, God. "I'm a guy and I don't want to be creepy or sleazy. How do I approach women or know if someone is into me? I'm in my late 20s. And I've only ever dated people through the apps. Where do I start?"
Okay, so I would say, with where do you start? Spend time doing things that make you happy, you know, network, tell people you're single and would like to be introduced to other people. And then just being a bit more sort of awake, get off your phone, even if you're not on dating apps, just stay off your phone where possible. You know, either bring out a book or your journal or just be sitting there having a nice time, having your lunch or a coffee or whatever. And if you see someone you like the look of, again, don't stare at them intrusively, but give some signals, you know, make some eye contact. Smile, you know, have sort of open body language. And if there looks like there's an opportunity for you to just go up, and again, very briefly, just go up to someone. Don't sidle up to them or make it look sort of, you know, don't go up looking in any way aggressive. But you can basically just go up to them and just give them your number and say, "Hey, if by any chance you're interested, give me
a
shout.
If you're interested in a dick pic, just let me know, you know." No, don't ever, no one wants to see them. Let's just clarify that.
Not send dick pics to anyone unless they consent to them, you know, or even, you know, even wilder, what you can do now is you can actually show someone your dick in person. Again, wow. Consensually, don't just go and do that. But I'm saying, you know, now you don't have to send pictures because you can actually, you know, we can meet up and we can date and have sex with each other.
Flash each other consensually. Rachel Coca, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for today. Great info there. So there you have it. Is this the end of the dating apps? It looks like it. And how are you going to go about going out there and meeting a partner? I'd love to hear from you guys. And what are you thinking? How are you getting on? 51552. You can follow Rachel on Instagram at Rachel Jane Cook. There's an E on the end there. She's loads of great advice on there and you can ask her any questions. And if there's anything you would like us to discuss in sex and relationship therapy, get in touch with the show. Give us your thoughts. You can always email the team, Jen@RTE.ie. RTE.